An hour and 20 minutes to kick off between the Titans and the Chargers, live from SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. We are live at Twin Peaks here for the pregame show in Cool Springs. Derek Mason, Chris Sanders, yes, sir, and we've got the injury report. The inactives are out, and boy, is it a long list for the Titans. Now, we already knew a lot of this coming into the game, but out today for the Titans, inactive wide receiver Treylon Burks, corner Christian Fulton, corner Trey Avery, safety Imani Hooker, defensive lineman Tier Tart, who I did not notice on the injury report, Tier Tart, is inactive. Defensive lineman Danico Autry and offensive lineman Jordan Roos are inactive today. Roos was signed to the active roster. Other moves that were made, Dontrell Hilliard was placed on IR. Julius Chestnut was signed to the active roster. That means that the following guys are active and will play today. DB Devontae Harris, DB Lonnie Johnson Jr., who returns from IR. Uh-huh. Running back Julius Chestnut. Practice squad elevation Mason Kinsey. Practice squad elevation linebacker Andre Smith will be in there for the Titans. A lot of big names out. I guess that Tier Tart one's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, that is a surprise. Was he on the injury report throughout the week?
I don't remember. I mean, the injury report was so long. Yeah. I'm going to pull this up on from Friday. You know, TD, who will join us in just a little bit, I wonder what his thoughts are on that. This is Friday's injury report. Tier Tart was not on the injury report.
He must have got he'd heard the walkthrough.
Sounds like a healthy scratch.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Wow. And for a defensive line that is missing guys, why then is he not playing?
But we haven't heard his name in a long time, in a couple of weeks. So what do you think it is?
I have no idea. This hasn't been an issue. No one's brought it up this week. But obviously, it will be brought up.
But who's to take his place?
We'll see.
Well,
we will see. I think
I'm trying to think in my head, right?
So
Simmons is going to be how many? You know, how many up defensive linemen do they? They got Simmons. They got DeMarcus Walker.
Okay.
They've got Naquan Jones, who's he's fine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, he's not very. You know, he's one way or another. They've got Mario Edwards Jr.
Yes.
But he's more of an outside guy
outside
than he
guy.
Is an inside guy.
So
they've got Terrell Basham, who they signed last week. He's an outside rusher.
I don't know.
Okay, here you go. So I am being told that he is not a healthy scratch, Tart.
Yeah.
His wife slash partner went into labor this morning.
So he's out for...
You know,
for personal reasons.
Back in the Oilers days, that was a big issue.
Oh, man. Well, good luck. I mean, congratulations.
Not that it should be an issue. Yeah. I'm not saying it is.
Congratulations.
I'm just saying back in the Bud Adams days, it was a big problem. Back in 1993.
Yeah, so good luck. I mean, congratulations to Tier Tart and his wife.
We need you, man.
Or partner.
Our partner. But man, they're gonna miss him today.
Yeah.
They're gonna. I'm pretty sure Vrabel reluctantly was like, "Congratulations, dude!" But man,
he squeezed his hand extra hard, like, "Congratulations,
like,
Bud Adams." I don't think you guys were on the team during the. I know you weren't. I don't think you were on the team during the Babygate thing, where the offensive lineman, you know, the wife gives birth on Saturday. Bud Adams is gonna fly him to the game on Sunday. This was 1993.
Uh-huh.
Bud Adams was gonna fly him to the game on Sunday, and he said no, he wanted to spend time with his wife, and so he didn't play in the game on Sunday, and Bud Adams criticized him, and it ended up like on the NBC Nightly News and all kinds of drama. That being said, though, that is a big loss.
It is.
Like,
huge.
That is a big loss for the Titans to not have Tier Tart today.
It is, because not only do you not have Danico Autry, I don't know what the deal is with Bud Dupree. You don't know if he's going to finish the game or not. Jeffrey Simmons is dealing with an injury. You know, David Long Jr. is not playing. Now you have Tier Tart, who's been solid. Now that's another guy you don't have on your defensive line. This thing just keeps getting worse and worse and worse for the Tennessee Titans. I don't know how they – I can't say it's 100% they're going to win. I mean, they're going to lose, but I don't see how they pull this out. I don't. They got too many injuries. This reminds me again of the 04 season Well, we started getting guys hurt early on, and we never could get back.
But in 2004, you guys were never 7-3. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But see, that's the part about them. They started off bad. Then they went on this seven-game win streak. But then they started to mount injuries in the midst of that 6-7 game win streak. And good for them, they were not playing good teams.
Yeah.
You know, if you had to play, if they were going on that gauntlet where they were getting injured and they had to play Philadelphia early on or Dallas or the Chargers or Cincinnati, these teams that we consider really good teams, I don't know if they would have went on that 6-game win streak if they had to play those guys in the middle of that.
They beat a bunch of. They had to play Houston with Malik Willis at quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, like they had to, and they went toe to toe with the Chargers or with the Chiefs. With Malik Willis at quarterback.
That's because their defense was healthy.
They went toe-to-toe with Cincinnati with injuries, you know, with Danico Autry out. They missed a field goal against the Giants, you know, when they were healthy. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, that 2004 team, I remember sitting there in the stands watching them lose to the Houston Texans for the first time in franchise history, thinking, like, oh, my God, we're losing.
We went down early and often that year.
That was a bad year.
Oh, boy.
I think Shane Bourne's going to have to earn his money today, boss. I mean, he's going to have to. I mean, with all these players out.
Well, Downey has to earn his money, too. All of them need to earn
Downey
money.
Downey hasn't earned his money since the day he got that job. Let's just keep it real. Here's who's inactive today for the Chargers. Out for the Chargers, Easton Stick, a backup quarterback.
Oh, he threw interceptions.
Sony Michel, JT Woods, Storm Norman, Michael Bandy, Christopher Hinton.
Bandy's out?
And I wonder if Christopher Hinton, do you think that's the was it Christopher Hinton was the tackle that was drafted by the Broncos in 1983, and they turned around and they traded him for John Elway?
Oh.
I wonder if that's the same, if that's like his son. I don't know, whatever.
He has to be his son.
And then Derwin James is out today. Now, that's a big
that's
one.
A big
Here's
one.
The thing about the Chargers. They allow 5.4 yards per carry. Uh-huh. They are 28th in rushing yards allowed this year. The 5.4 yards per carry, though, dead last in the NFL. If the Titans' running game is going to get right, it's going to come today against, again, the worst rushing defense in the league, especially without Derwin James in the middle.
Yeah, that is huge. He was day-to-day, but obviously he's not playing. I think Joey Bosa is still out.
He's on IR.
He's on IR. So they're not going to get him back just yet. They hope to get him back before the season ends. But not having Derwin James, they are getting some defensive guys back, but not having Derwin James is big. But I think – the guys they needed back, they're back on offense with Williams and Keenan Allen. That's their big play. That's them being able to score 21, 28, 35 points a game with that offense now.
But that offense is dangerous, man. I mean, I love those wide receivers. I love that they can go down there and make the big plays. But, I mean, they just going to have to play well in every facet of the game. I know we're talking a little about defense and offense. Defense, they're going to have to make sure they don't give us the explosive plays. But on offense, you know, they just got to make sure they do the running game. And I agree with you, Jared. This is the perfect time for the Tennessee Titans to actually run the football. But the thing about it is, you know, they're not going to just let them get it easy. Mm-hmm. They're going to put a whole bunch of guys in the box. They're going to bring a safety down, and the guys in the perimeter are going to have to win. And I think that with Burks being out, and I know you go crazy when I say his name, Woods. Robert Woods has been playing terrible, you know, these last four or five games. He's not an explosive wide receiver. He's dropping passes. So we got to figure out a way to make sure we get him to get somebody the ball to make some explosive plays.
Robert Woods freaking stinks.
Robert Woods is not good this year.
I think it's because of his knee?
I went through it. You know, good. Todd Downing was asked a question about the fact that in the second half, the Titans have had 13 drives to start the second half. 10 times they've gone 3 and out. And Downing kind of put it on the players a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And so I went back to, like, see if he's actually telling the truth or not. When did I think it was? And so I went back to my notes, and I was like, when did I blame, you know, bad coaching or bad playing or whatever? Robert Woods, in five of the drives, I said, were coaching errors. Five of the drive were playing errors. Robert Woods has dropped 3 passes on the first drive of the second half this season.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
He was supposed to be like the sure-handed guy.
But he's not explosive, though.
He has no explosion.
You don't need to be explosive to catch the freaking ball.
Well, I don't think he has any feel or they have any feel for this offense, because this offense has been so up and down. Yep. There's no chemistry and no feel with the coordinator, it seems like, in the receivers. If he's not throwing the ball deep or at the play action.
But again, when the ball's there in your hands, what does it have to do with your relationship with the offensive coordinator? Catch the ball.
It's easier said than done, and you're right. He should catch the ball. I'm not making any excuses for him. He should catch the ball. But when you are not a part of the offense, I'm talking about this group. Mm-hmm. You're not a part of the offense, and then all of a sudden they want to try to make you a part of the offense. It's hard to – if you don't get these guys going early, I've always said, like, listen, when you come out early, get the ball to Traylon Burks early, get the ball to Robert Woods early, get the ball to Okonkwo and Hilliard early. Yep. Let them catch the ball early, because now they feel like they're in the flow of the game. Mm-hmm. If you don't allow these guys to get in the flow of the game and you wait until the second half or the second quarter start throwing them the football, it's like, man, come on.
Yep.
I got to work my way up to it. But he's been a disappointment. He's been a huge disappointment. And I'm not going to blame it on the knee. I just think he hasn't been able to mesh the way the Titans thought he would be able to.
Yeah. And
Bad news. Jacksonville just scored a touchdown. It is now a 3-point lead, 27-24 for the Dallas Cowboys. Why are you rooting for the Jags?
Because I want my Silly Duck underpick. I picked the Jags.
You know, it's like really bad for the Titans if the Jags win.
I mean, yeah, thanks.
Like, it's really bad for the Titans.
Appreciate
if the Titans win, if the Titans lose today, which I think we all think they're going to, although we'll make our picks at the end. Uh-huh. But if the Titans lose today and the Jags win, the Titans drop from an 86% chance to win the division to a 69% chance to win the division.
That's not good.
Okay. If the Titans lose and Jacksonville loses, the Titans have an 88% chance to lose. Mm. You need the Dallas Cowboys to win.
Yeah.
I need my points.
Which one matters more to you?
His point.
TD is live at SoFi Stadium. He will join us coming up next. His thoughts on today's Titans and Chargers game. We're live from Twin Peaks in Cool Springs. It's the pregame show on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Twin Peaks in Cool Springs. It is the pregame show live from SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. It is Teron Davenport, ESPN, joins us now on the program. TD, we were surprised to see that Tier Tart was listed as an inactive today for the Titans, hearing that his wife or partner went into labor, so he is out today. Add him to Danico Autry. What are the Titans going to do on the defensive line to go with Jeffrey Simmons, TD?
Yeah, well, first things first, man, let's talk about the music coming in. I mean, we get Freeway. I'm happy about that, man. You know, let's talk about that first. You know what I mean? That's the main thing.
Come on, Sam.
You like it? Yeah. Coach Brable just came out. You know, he had to give me my props on my fix. You know what I mean? But so you asked about Jeffrey Simmons and this defensive line, man. You know, that – you got to look at this, right? They're going to have to pressure and find ways just to layer that the way that they get after Justin Herbert. You got to keep him in the pocket because he's a guy that he gets on the move and he could put it, you know, 70, 80 yards down the field with accuracy. So that's really the main thing has to make sure that they do.
Titty, what do we make of it? Was kind of an underrated move yesterday. Dontrell Hilliard goes to IR after suffering the injury last week against the Jags. What are they going to do to replace Hilliard's production on third down and in passing situations on the offense?
That's a great question. And that's something, you know, when he went down, that was – I said, well, how are they going to find a way to get the back out of the backfield as a threat? And, you know, Julius Chestnut is a bigger – not so shifty type of athlete. So it's really going to come down to, I mean, they're going to have to use a guy like Chigakonkwo out of the backfield. They're going to have to go with more empty. But if you go empty, the protection is limited. So I honestly, man, I can't call that one. I don't know what to tell you on that.
Now, TD, what do you expect from the secondary? Listen, they're banged up. The defensive line will affect what they're able to do from a secondary standpoint. We saw what they tried to do against Jacksonville. It seemed like they were not as aggressive because of the injuries up front, and it's almost like they let them catch everything in front of them. Do you expect to see sort of that game plan again?
Yeah, I think that is the game plan. But the thing is, when you got a bigger guy like a Mike Williams or, you know, a route runner like Keenan Allen, you know, and he's not a small receiver either. You look at Joshua Palmer, these guys are all deep threats. So it's going to be hard to kind of keep everything in front of you when they're trying to get vertical all the time. So it's really, you know, I would go zone. Like, I'm not trying to match up man-to-man against those guys. I would have two deep shell, you know, over top. And then sometimes rotating. You know, I think this is one of those weeks where you got to go from too high and just a pre-snap to having Kevin Byard kind of loop down into the middle of the field and play that robber type of position and use his ball skills, because they absolutely have to have a turnover or two or three, maybe even four, in this game if they stand a chance.
Now, do you expect to see Dylan Raitens at any time? I understand. Listen, if they have injuries, then he has to come in. I get that. But do you expect him, if everyone stays healthy, do you expect to see him today?
It's very possible, because, you know, he worked at that position at points during practice this week. And he said that, you know, that's where he's more comfortable. I think if they come out here and stuff doesn't go right, you know, that protection is the way that it has been from that left tackle position, I could definitely see him coming out there.
You know, TD, just looking at this wide receiver position for the Tennessee Titans, we all know that Burks is going to be out. He was out last week, and he was out this week. And you know that the Chargers are going to load the box to stop Derrick Henry. What receiver needs to really step up in his game to give Tannehill a security blanket so they can make some plays downfield?
Yeah, I think if you go receiver specifically, I would say Robert Woods. He has to step up, and this is a perfect opportunity. He's back at you know, one of his ex-home stadiums. So this is a good shot for him to be able to do that. But then also, I think it's dependent upon these tight ends, right? Over the last 3 to 4 weeks, you know, that's where a lot of the production has gone. You know, a lot of the targets have gone to Chiga Kakwo and to Austin Hooper.
Yeah, you know, and I just want to switch gears a little bit. Just on the defensive side, we talked a little bit about it earlier, that, you know, with Tier Tard out and a lot of guys out on this defense, what do you think Shane Bowen's going to do to create some pressure to really get Herbert off his spot so he can create those interceptions, kind of like what you were talking about?
You know, the thing that really makes me curious, so with Amani Hooper not being out there, you know, if you remember last game, they sent him on a couple blitzes, you know, after Trevor Lawrence. But he's not active, you know. So I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how they're going to manage this nickel type of look. You know, I would say Josh Kalu will get some looks. But I say all that to say, one of the things that they like to do in the past is blitz from that nickel spot. So I think really it's just going to really just be all about the stunts and things that they do up front. And not having David Long limits you as far as, like, your ability to blitz as a linebacker also. So it's going to have to be, you know, those guys up front, they got to eat, man. And I think that's why Tierre Tart was inactive, as opposed to a Kevin Strong, as opposed to Naquan Jones, and those guys that they used to rush the passer.
Tierre Tart's inactive because his wife has gone into labor. So that's something that we found out today about.
Oh, wow.
So there you go, TD. One last one for you, TD. You've been around the building all week. You're now at the stadium with the players. You see them. What has been the attitude coming, you know, the three-game losing streak? General manager's been fired. Offensive coordinator has been talked about a bunch. Tons of injuries. What is the attitude for the Titans as far as you're concerned? What has that been like?
You know, there's been a sense of urgency, but I like the way these guys have been, you know, just keeping everything in front of them. And they're focused on the next game. And that just seems to be the way that they are, just regardless of the situation. They're always going to just focus on what's in front of them and winning that next game. It hasn't been any negativity whatsoever. You know, the guys have been upbeat. You even see them mixing with each other. So, you know, and I'm talking about offense with defense. You know, like, you see Mason Kinsey over there at Naquan Jones' locker, or, you know, vice it's been a group, and I think that's a good thing that they're kind of circling together.
TD is at SoFi Stadium. TD, great stuff. We look forward to your breakdowns after the game.
TD.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep. So right now, Titans are in a world of hurt. Jacksonville is inside the 5-yard line. God. They'll have a third and goal. They're down by 3 against the Cowboys. It looks to be about 13 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Best case scenario after this third and goal from about the 4, best case scenario is Dallas gets it stopped and then forces a Jacksonville field goal. You're tied at 27. That's still not comfortable enough for me. Here are the odds. Again, this is the New York Times playoff projector. If the Titans, let's say Jacksonville wins, as they've got a third and goal from about the 3, this is almost like a 2-point conversion. Trevor Lawrence in the shotgun, throws it over the middle.
Touchdown.
Wow.
Zay Jones.
Yeast.
Jacksonville's taking the lead. Yeast. PAT pending. Jacksonville leads 30-27.
Yeast.
If Jacksonville wins and the Titans lose, they go from an 86% chance of winning the division to a 69% chance. That would mean the Titans would have to beat the Texans, and they would have to beat the Jags, and they would need the Jags to drop another game along the way. If the Titans win and Jacksonville wins, the Titans' percent chance of winning the division goes from 86 up to 89, which would be good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that would be okay. But again, the onus then shifts to the Titans. If Jacksonville loses, then the Titans will walk out of today with no worse than an 88% chance of winning the division. So the Dallas Cowboys, you need the Dallas Cowboys to come back. They currently are trailing 31-27. And I don't think Dallas has done anything in the second half.
They haven't. Not at all. They've just played bad. They've been the Dallas Cowboys. That's just who they've been.
Do you think this will be like last week where they screwed around with the Texans and then they ended up winning the game at the end?
No, I think Jacksonville is much better than the Texans.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, so I don't know if they can fool around, and then expect to beat the Jacksonville
Jaguars. Jacksonville's defense is very good.
So, we'll see.
Speaking of the Texans, they've got a lead on Kansas City right now in the fourth quarter, 21-16. Kansas City, though, inside the 10-yard line with a second and goal. Coming up next, our picks to click. Who's got a click today for the Titans in order for them to get a victory? We'll do that coming up next, live from Twin Peaks. It's the pregame show on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Time for Picks to Click, presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment on the pregame show. Who's got a click for the Titans to pull off a victory today against the Chargers, live from Twin Peaks? Chris Sanders,
yes,
we'll start with you on offense. Who's got a click and why today?
You know, the situation with the wide receiver position is kind of, you know, in disarray. We got Burks has been out for the last couple of weeks. So I think Woods is going to have to step up and make some plays. Because if you look at all the receivers that's capable of making plays, I think he's the only one that can make plays. I know Westbrook had a touchdown last week, but he catches like one or two passes a game. Woods has to be big in this game and make some plays on the perimeter.
I think Woods stinks.
I know, but he's got to make some plays.
If you had to pick right now between Woods or Westbrook or Kine, who would you take? Like as far
Westbrook
as like,
Kine.
Who's the better player?
Westbrook or Kine. I would take Westbrook.
I would go with Woods because he can do more things. He can play slot and a perimeter.
Can he catch?
Sometimes.
Westbrook Akine has proven he can catch the football.
Yeah, no, he can catch
in
now.
Traffic.
True.
So I'm taking Westbrook Akine.
Westbrook Akine struggles with contested catches and running, but Woods just struggles with
catching the ball.
Catching catches.
My pick to click on offense, it has to be the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, Dennis Daly. Because to me, the Titans can't do what they want to do. If that offensive line is not blocking, they can't do what they want to do. If Dennis Daly is getting beat every third passing play, they can't get a rhythm as a passing team if pressure is coming from that left side of Ryan Tannehill. So to me, he needs to step up big because the Chargers, they're going to bring pressure. One, to stop Derrick Henry. Two, they don't respect the passing game. So if they don't respect your passing game, that those tackles got to hold up. And to me, Dennis Daly has to hold up this week.
My offensive pick to click, the rule is you can't pick Derrick Henry, but with the Chargers at 5 point yards per carry allowed, dead last in the NFL, the Titans got to run the football today.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there is no excuse to not running it. Last week was kind of a mixed bag, right? They had a couple of big runs with Derrick Henry that propelled him to a decent stat line, but there were a lot of, you know, first down, 1 yard gains. And they can't have that. Not with a team who allows 5.4 yards per carry. Uh-huh. So it's the offensive line. It's the scheme. It's Jeff Swaim not getting a cutback block like he did last week. It's Derrick Henry. You cannot look at a team on paper. Because I guarantee you the Chargers are looking at the Titans on paper, and they're seeing 31 against the pass, uh-huh. and they're thinking, we got to pass the ball this game, and we've got the guys to do it. The Chargers are dead last in the league at allowing 5.4 yards per carry. They got to give it to Derek, and he's got to do something with it, or else they are in deep trouble. I am going to take, I guess, Derrick Henry, even though that's against the rules. This is the one that they have got to run the football today. In order for the Titans to move it. Defensively, Chris Anderson.
Yes, sir. The Los Angeles Chargers have some great wide receivers, Williams, Allen, and Palmer. And I think McCrary has to be big because I guarantee you the offensive coordinator is going to look for matchups and look and see McCrary on the perimeter, and they're going to take some shots against McCrary. McCrary has to make some plays and maybe get a strip fumble or actually make an interception. So he's got to be big in this game.
My pick to click is going to have to be Kevin Byard. I think because of, the injury situation with the defensive line and because now the Chargers are getting their explosive guys back on the outside, it's going to be imperative that they communicate as a unit. And Byard is one of the best, if not the best, safeties in the National Football League. So he has to be that one guy that makes sure everyone knows what's going on. Make sure everyone is at the right space at the right time when they're supposed to be there. So to me, Kevin Byard is a key to this Tennessee Titans stopping this high-powered Charger offense.
You know, Kevin Byard is a good player. I like Byard. When they don't get any kind of pressure, though, he doesn't create turnovers.
It's tough. Yep. It's tough. Yeah.
Any safety can.
It's tough.
I'm like, is that worth $15 million if you are only really good when the guys in front of you are good, or is that just how it works?
That's just how it works, man.
I'm going with Bud Dupree, and I'm going to tell you why. This isn't just about what the Titans need, and they do need pressure on Justin Herbert. This isn't just about what the Titans need. This is what Bud Dupree needs. I'm a big Bud Dupree believer.
Why?
No, he's not.
Because
why?
He doesn't sound confident.
Because last
that.
Season, when Bud Dupree was out there, that defensive line was elite.
When now, he was out there.
When he was out there. But
and last season.
And even this season against the Colts, he forced Matt Ryan into two interceptions. My thing is, though, I wonder how much of that is DeNico Autry playing by him. And if DeNico is just that good. But the reality for Bud Dupree is this. Bud Dupree makes a fortune. And he is set to make $17 million next year that I don't see how the Titans can pay him if he doesn't start producing more, especially with Autry out. You know, if you can produce well with Autry in there, then I can pay Autry and I can get somebody else in there to go next to Autry. If you can't produce when DeNico Autry is out and I need a pass rush, I don't need to pay you $17 million next year. I could see the Titans getting out from the Bud Dupree contract. They will be able to do so after this year. So if Bud Dupree wants to stay on this team, he's going to have to start pressuring the quarterback by himself. And if the Titans are going to have any prayer of stopping Justin Herbert, they're going to have to get pressure on Justin Herbert. I'm going to go with Bud Dupree.
Mm.
You hate Bud Dupree.
Yeah, he's that man. For the money they're paying him, he's not. He's just not worth it. Listen, they paid him the money. They got, you know, it is what it is. But he hasn't been nowhere near what the Titans had hoped he would be. He's in and out of the lineup. And then even when he's in the lineup, you know, he disappears at times. So, to me, if I'm paying you $17 million, I don't need you to be effective when DeNico Autry is out there. I need you to be effective when DeNico Autry isn't out there. Okay? We're paying you $17 million.
That's one thing I think about Simmons, the fact that Simmons hasn't really played great since Autry's gone out.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I'm going to pay you $30 million, man, like, you should be a one-man wrecking crew up there for $30 million.
He's got that bad will, though. I mean, when you got that bad will, you can't do too much.
The Dallas Cowboys are facing a 2nd and 10. Those are picks to click presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment. The Dallas Cowboys are facing a 2nd and 12 from inside the Jacksonville 20, 3 minutes and change to go. Dak Prescott does complete a pass for about a gain of 5 or 6. It'll be about a 3rd down and 5 for Dallas. Again, 3 minutes to go. They're in the scoring range. My gut is telling me Dallas is thinking, let's take as much time off the clock as possible. Let's score a touchdown. Let's get out of here with a victory. It does look like, though, that Trevor Lawrence is going to get one last crack at it, even if Dallas scores. And you have to wonder, with 3 minutes to go, would Dallas be interested in kicking a field goal here down by 4?
Well, we'll see.
Touchdown, Dallas.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Dak Prescott. I think that's Noah Brown again. Noah Brown and Zay Jones are catching all the touchdowns here. It looks to be about 3:02 to go in the ball game. And again, here's why this is important. Dallas currently leads by 2, PAT pending at Jacksonville. If the Titans win and Jacksonville loses, the Titans all but win the division. They would have a 98% chance of winning the AFC South. If the Titans win and the Jags win, it's 89% up from 86. If the Titans lose and the Jags win, it is a 69% chance of the Tennessee Titans winning the division. I'd much rather, Derek, be 98% than 69%.
Oh, of course. Of course, because you got to play the Jags again anyway at the end of the season in Jacksonville. So,
although that game could mean nothing if you beat the, if they lose this game and you beat the Texans, that game means nothing.
Yeah,
yeah, you're absolutely right. But if they find a way to pull this out, the pressure is on the Tennessee Titans.
Absolutely.
To come up with a victory against the Chargers.
Absolutely. And if they lose, the pressure should be on the Titans, because once again, you're talking about essentially wrapping. If Dallas's defense can hold on, we might need to lock arms here to pray for Dallas. But if Dallas is the way Trevor Lawrence has been playing, but if Dallas's defense can hang on, and the Titans can find a way to beat the Chargers today, you have all but won the division. All you need to do is beat the Texans next week. The division is yours. It doesn't matter what happens with the Cowboys on Thursday night. It doesn't matter what happens at Jacksonville at the end of the year. That's all you really have to do in order to win this division. You would be at 98%. So this is where the Titans find themselves. Jacksonville does play at the Jets next weekend, which is no walk in the park. They right now are leading over Detroit in their game, and Houston is driving the ball inside the 10-yard line, down by 3 against the Chiefs with 6:24 to go. We're at Twin Peaks. They got wall-to-wall sports. I'm just literally telling you the scores off the TVs as we are sitting here right now. But the witching hour is upon us, and all these games are kind of close. This is why I hate. I mean, this is why I like when the Titans play at noon.
I know, me too.
Or if the Titans play a Sunday night game or a Monday
it's
night
too
game. Because then I can see all these games in live time that happens. This reminds me, we used to do the pregame show with Floyd. And at this point in time, there was no way to corral Floyd's focus back to, like, the radio show and what was going on. He was just keeping the focus there. But, again, we will keep our focus on the Cowboys as they currently have a lead with 3 minutes to go against the Jags. We are live here at the pregame show. Coming up next, Mike Vrabel's key to a Titans victory. And what is the line saying? There's some odd movement here we'll get to as well. And, of course, our game day predictions. It's the pregame show live from Twin Peaks, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Live from Twin Peaks in Cool Springs, it is the pregame show. They have reached the two-minute warning in Jacksonville. Dallas leading 34-31. Jacksonville facing about a 3rd and 3. This is, again, a big deal to the Titans. The Titans are not favored to win this week. Derek is very down on them. We have heard if the Titans lose and Jacksonville loses, if Dallas holds on and the Titans lose, they still have an 88% chance to win the division, according to the New York Times playoff predictor. If the Titans lose and Jacksonville comes back to win, the Titans will only have a 69% chance. If Jacksonville loses, Dallas holds on, and the Titans somehow miraculously find a way to win, the Titans would have a 98% chance of winning the AFC South. So we've got all the wall-to-wall sports here at Twin Peaks, and I am keeping an eye on the Dallas Cowboy game. It is time, though, for Mike Vrabel's key to the game this week. And the key for the Titans is not about something on offense or defense, but it is about how the team is reacting to the adversity that they have dealt with during this three-game losing streak.
Well, I mean, I think the message this week is obviously, you know, we talked about, you know, what we can do individually to then lift the spirits of the team and the guys around us and try to focus on our demeanor, our attitude, you know, in turn hoping, you know, that will help the entire group. So that's where our focus is, you know, and just try to, you know, prepare to win a game and what we think is important this week.
What do you make of that, Derek?
What he basically said is, listen, because of our offensive coordinator, because of our owner, they brought these distractions in here. Yeah, we are on a three-game losing streak.
And the injuries.
Let's not let all of this get to us, fellas. Let's concentrate on what we're doing. Let's concentrate on the task at hand. Let's stay together because we got to go to L.A. And this is – I think this is a must-win period for me. I think even if Jacksonville loses, I think it's a must-win for the morale of the team moving forward. So, to me, even if Jacksonville loses or win, Titans must win this game today against the L.A. Chargers.
What if they lose?
I can see them losing every game after this.
Ooh, that'll be.
I can see them rolling into the playoffs on a 7-game losing streak or a 6-game losing streak. If they don't win today, because the morale of the team goes lower and lower. Yep. You're piling junk on top of junk on top of junk. And mind you, they're injured. We're not dealing with a healthy team that is on a three-game losing streak. We're dealing with a team that has had to deal with two distractions that wasn't their fault. They got to deal with injuries that happens in the National Football League all the time. And then they got to deal with them losing on a three-game losing streak and potentially a four. So if they don't get this, regardless of Jacksonville win or lose, it's bad for morale in the locker room.
I mean, I agree with you too, Derek. I mean, they got two choices, and I say this term all the time. You got a choice to get bitter or get better. And I think he's trying to keep the morale of the team. What happened? What the heck?
Trevor Lawrence fumbled. Did Dallas get it? Who got it? Dallas?
Oh,
did Dallas get it? Did Dallas? Come on. Show me, ref. Oh, Dallas ball. There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go.
I want my points. Don't give me five, man.
I want the Titans.
I gave you five.
I want the Titans to make the playoffs.
I'm kidding, man.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
Oh, that's good as he is. He has to put the ball away in this situation.
He has to
tuck the ball and go down.
Oh, that's like a loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even get hit. The ball didn't even get hit.
Gosh.
He got twisted. He wasn't securing the ball.
That's
in the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Trevor Lawrence. Whoa, baby.
Oh, he got hit.
Oh, he got hit with it. Yeah. Hat on it. All right.
He has to put both hands on the ball in that situation.
Were you talking, Chris?
Yeah, I don't know.
What Vrabel said about how everybody's got to, Derek says they're going to lose. Derek says if they lose this game, they're going to lose every game.
I mean, it is. I mean, you don't want this to be a snowball effect. And I think what Vrabel's trying to do is telling these guys to get better, not bitter, and start pointing fingers and things like that. Because I agree with Derek. If you lose this game, I think the finger point is going to start. We saw that with Ravens and saying, I'm a better tackle than Daly. So you just can't have the thing. Win this game, get the momentum going, and try to win those next three games.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
To me, this team, they're dealing with a lot right now. And they can't continue to play the way they've been playing and expect to go into the playoffs on a high note. If they don't win this game, I still think, you know, from a morale standpoint, it's going to be bad for them. So whether the Jacksonville Jaguars end up losing this game because of a Trevor Lawrence fumble or they end up coming back because they stopped Dallas on three and outs, the Tennessee Titans still must win this game against the L.A. Chargers.
Here's my thing, too. Let's say that Dallas holds on and Dallas wins. Uh-huh. And I don't know if Dallas is going to hold on or win. I don't know. I think they probably will, but what do I know? Let's say Dallas holds on and wins, and the Titans find a way to win this game, given the fact that a lot of people don't have a lot of hope for this game. Then they can tell themselves, hey, we beat the Texans next week. We're in prime shape to win the division right then and there. You know, all we need is a Jacksonville loss along the way. Uh-huh. We win the division right then and there. And then they can tell themselves, and we're going to get healthy, and once we get healthy, then we'll be able, and then they could be looking at the Ravens in the first round of the playoffs, and I think the Titans could beat the Ravens. I would pick the Ravens 100%. If they were going to play, but I think the Titans could beat the Ravens, and I think that's the way that they have to think about it too, is, hey, just tread water, and then get your guys back, and then get ready to go. And I think that that's a big part of today's game. For the Titans, taking a look at the lines, the odds at Superbook Sports, voted the number one sportsbook app in Vegas. Download their app today. The Titans are 3-point underdogs at the Chargers. Again, usually they get 3 points for home field. Are you a little surprised that it's not more given the Titans' injuries, weaknesses, and the Chargers' strength of throwing the football?
I have no idea why this line is 3 points. It could be, you know, Vegas know exactly what they're doing. Maybe they're trying to get some money one way or another. But with the Titans' injuries, both on offense and defense, and with the Chargers getting healthy now, I'm surprised this line is at 3. I really am.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, you, just like what Derek said, we, you know, the Chargers are getting guys healthy and the Titans are getting even worse. So I thought it was going to be a little higher. But even though that, I still think the Titans are going to find a way to win. It's kind of quiet right now.
Mike McCarthy's dumb.
Yeah, he's
dumb.
What did he do? Or the coordinator.
Are they getting the ball?
You run the football.
Did they
just throw the ball? Yeah, you throw it, time, the clock stops, and you don't complete the pass.
So third and long, Dallas decides to throw it. So now Jacksonville's going to get the ball back with a minute and change.
You are kidding.
Probably about a minute and five, they'll get the ball back and a timeout. They have one timeout. They are returning a punt, and the guy's broken three tackles.
On the 30.
They're at the 30. They got to go.
McCarthy.
Jacksonville's got
to
go what?
At least 30
yards?
40 to the 40, yeah.
So to get to the 40, they'd have to go 30 yards.
Yeah. How would you throw it?
So they got a minute to go 30 yards and a timeout. You at least want to take that last timeout away from them. And if you're going to throw it, you don't tell Dak to throw the ball 25 yards down the field. If it's not there, you tell Dak, hey, if it's not there, you eat it.
Yeah,
and
take the sack.
Make sure that they call that timeout.
And y'all mad at Todd Downing.
Oh, let me tell you what.
Hey, but the Cowboys are 10-5.
I'm kidding. I'm joking. It was a joke.
And they have shown they can throw the football.
So, again, the odds on this, Lawrence throws deep. Did he throw an interception? Incomplete. The odds for the Titans, if Jacksonville loses, and, again, they're down by 3 with 30 seconds to go. If they lose, you can hear this game on 94.9 The Fan, by the way. If they lose, then the Titans have a chance to get a 98% chance of winning the AFC South with victory today. Time now for our game day predictions. Who wins today and why? Chris Sanders, we start with you.
Actually, I was listening to Mike Vrabel earlier in the season. He always says this. He says, we're built for this. In 2020, they said it went to beat the Patriots with all the things going against them. They said it wasn't going to beat the Raiders in 2020. Last year, they said they couldn't beat the Rams in L.A. I'm going with the Tennessee Titans, 21. And I'm going to Rams 20. I mean, Chargers 20.
Derek?
Well, I just think it's too much for the Titans. I think they have too many injuries. They're trending in the wrong way in regards to their personnel and their injury situation. The Chargers are trending in the right way. They're getting guys back. Mm-hmm. They looked good last week. I don't see how the Tennessee Titans stop this potent passing attack now that he has his two main weapons back. I think it's the Titans. I think it's the Chargers. Oh, my goodness, 27-13.
That's funny. I'm going with the Chargers 28-14. I just don't think the Titans can do enough offensively, and I don't think the Titans can do anything to stop them defensively.
They just threw a bomb.
And I absolutely love Justin Herbert. That's going to do it for us. We are out of here. We'll be back next week before the Texans game. It's been the pregame show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Good job, fellas.